Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Hello, friends. Welcome to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. My name is Reverend John Reynolds, and it's so great to have you with us in worship this Sunday morning. We're so grateful that you decided to make this your spiritual home, and we hope that the service that we share together will be a blessing to you and your family as you watch it this morning. As we gather for worship, we want to let you know that we are continuing a sermon series about Olympians, about the Olympics, and about the stories of perseverance and hope that take place and are shared during the Olympics. I hope you've had an opportunity to watch some part of the Olympic Games, all of the ups and downs and all of the experiences in between. As we gather for worship this week, I want to invite you to take a moment to fill out our online digital connection card. That's the way that we will be aware of whether or not you are with us in worship in service this week. We would love for you to fill it out. It's another way that we can plug you into some of the ministries that are taking place at our church. In addition to that, we'd love for you to take a moment and hit the share button, because you never know when there might be folks in the community and in your network of friends and family that might be interested in tuning into this worship service as well. The share button is right here, and we encourage you to click it and just let people know why you have decided to worship with us here at the church this Sunday. We hope that the service is a blessing for you. And with that, we encourage you to join us as we worship God together this day.
Like a ring of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. Pledge yourself to me, and that's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Father, the orphan, your kindness makes us whole. You shoulder our weakness, and your strength becomes our own. You're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For you will have your bride, free of all her guilt, and rid of all her shame. And that's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised with angels. Ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my
Good morning. My name is Tom Doan, and I'll be the liturgist for today. Please join me in the opening prayer. Please join us, Lord, as we gather to worship you. In this hour, help us to lift up our praise. Guide us to open our hearts to you and to each other. Show us your presence and share with us your peace. In your name we pray. Amen.
Great thou art, then
Scripture lesson this morning is from Hebrews 12, 1-2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God.
Church, join me now for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather for worship, we praise your name, giving you thanks for the wonders of technology that connect us for worship. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for family, for friends, for your great love. Oh, loving God, we give you thanks for your grace that's given to us each and every day, that we wake up with breath in our lungs and a fresh start to our day and new opportunities. Oh, loving God, as we've been gathering for worship and singing songs of praise and hearing the scripture, help us to hear what you might like us to really focus on this morning. Loving God, now may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our heart, Lord, may it be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning, as we're continuing our sermon series on Olympic gold, the Summer Olympics are in full swing in Tokyo, and maybe you've been watching some of it from home. And throughout this sermon series, we've been turning to scriptures that remind us of sports. As we kind of hear the scripture, it might have a little bit of a ring in our ear, remind us of sports or of athletes. And we've also been hearing a variety of stories of Olympic athletes that kind of stand out for different reasons, not always for winning Olympic gold, but maybe there's something about them that helps us to learn more about our faith, more about God. Maybe there's something about them in their story that encourages us on to be disciples of Jesus Christ as we seek to follow God. And as we've been hearing these stories of a variety of athletes, it maybe helps us learn about how we can live on and off the field as followers of Jesus when we tune into their stories. This morning we heard from the scripture from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Let's hear it again. Hebrews 12, 1 through 2 says, "Therefore, since we have been surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that's set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. God's word for us, the people of God. The Olympic athlete, the story that I want to share with you this morning, is about an Olympic athlete who's from Great Britain. His name is Derek Redmond, and he was a runner who competed in the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona. Derek's is a great story, one that's made many kind of recaps of the Olympics. There's many great clips of his story if you search him out on YouTube. I think he's even made it into a few Nike commercials. It's a good story. Well, like lots of Olympic athletes, Derek took years training. You know, Olympic athletes, they train, they practice for years, they work out all of the time, consistently. They take great care of their bodies. Of course, they want to fuel their bodies with proper nutrition, with really healthy foods. Olympic athletes, right? They want to be in their best shape, mentally and physically. Well, Derek, like most athletes, he wanted to take care of his body. It allowed him to run and to sprint and to compete in the Olympic Games. And while he was an athlete that was strong, that was able to do great things, an injury took place. It was a part of Derek's story while he was in the Olympics that impacted his journey. So while he was competing in the 400-meter semifinals, Derek Redmond, he tore his hamstring. And his body gave out on him. He was unable to continue running on his own out there on the track. No matter how much practice he'd done for the months, the years, the days leading up, no matter how great of care he put into his body before the race, unfortunately, he tore his hamstring that day. And there was nothing that he could do in that moment to heal his body. But his story doesn't stop there. A torn hamstring wasn't going to be the end of Derek's story. He was determined, he had chosen, and he was determined to finish that race. Well, as runners were quickly passing by Derek on each side, and as he paused there for a moment because of his injury, he wanted to continue, and his father, he jumped up from the crowd, he ran out onto the track, and he assisted his son in completing a full lap so he could finish the race. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Out from the stand came his father in this time of need, in his moment of pain. His father came out and was there for him. Well, as other athletes were finishing strong, Derek kind of limped along and finished the race in his own ability with his dad nearby. And even that day, the crowd was proud of him. They gave him a standing ovation. They cheered him along his way. Well, of course, Derek was disqualified from the race. Yet it became this moment of determination, of perseverance, of illustrating to finish strong, if that's what he had chosen, with the support of his family and his community. You know, sometimes winning isn't about coming in first place. Sometimes winning isn't about taking home the Olympic golden medal. For Derek, if winning was just finishing the race and certainly doing his best, making the choice that was right for him. He'd made up his mind. He wanted to finish strong and cross the line, and he wasn't going to let the injury stop him. He was wanting to finish what was set before him. But that day in Barcelona, he couldn't do it alone. He couldn't do it alone. He needed help. And there's no shame in needing help. There's no shame in needing a little support from time to time. Derek had put in the time and the training, and he'd put in the sweat, and he'd put in the practice to run that race, and he wasn't able to finish it alone. And there's no shame in that. He needed one more thing. He needed someone to lean on. He needed someone to help him finish strong. So his dad, out from the stands, came in 92 in Barcelona. When he was tired, when he was injured, And he couldn't do it on his own. His dad was there when he needed him the most. Derek's story has this powerful one to it, because certainly Derek was determined and he knew what he wanted before him. But it reminds me of God. It reminds me that as we run this race of life, our Heavenly Father runs right along with us. Derek's dad was there for him, just like God is always there for us. It reminds me of the famous story, as I think about Derek's story, it reminds me of the famous story, The Footprints in the Sand. Do you know that one? This is how the story goes. One night I dreamed a dream as I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each one, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one belonging to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that many times along my path of life, especially at the lowest and at the saddest times, there was only one set of footprints in the sand. Well, this really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I followed you, that you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest, during the most troubling times in my life, that there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why. Why, when I needed you the most, why would you leave me? The Lord whispered, my precious child, I love you, and I will never leave you. Never, ever during your trials or testings. You see, when you only saw one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. It was then that I carried you. During the most challenging, most hard times in our lives, God's there helping carry us through. It's those moments when we can't go any farther that God is there. When we're running the race of life and suddenly we become injured, something happens, God jumps up from the stand, just like Derek Redmond's father did, and helps us finish that race. You know, Derek Redmond was an incredible athlete. No doubt he was. He would have had to have been to qualify for the 92 Summer Olympics in Barcelona. But this morning, I think we have a lesson to learn from Derek, of course, about perseverance and determination, about finishing strong if that's what he chose to do. But I think we have a great story to learn about Derek's dad. He was there to support Derek when he needed it the most. He was there cheerleading him on, believing in him, helping him finish strong, being that shoulder to lean on. Derek's dad was someone he could count on. As I think about Derek's dad in this story, I think about ourselves. And I think about, and I wonder, who in our lives right now could use a little extra support, and how could we be that supportive person? Who needs that word of encouragement or a phone call today? Who can we reach out to? Who can you reach out to and check in on and offer some care today? And just as Derek's dad was there in his great time of need, God is too. Our Heavenly Father is always there in our great time of need, coaching us along, helping us finish this race. Just as the footprints in the sand poem say, my precious child, I love you, I'll never leave you. Never, ever during those trials and testings when you saw only one set of footprints, it was because I carried you. So today, church, always church, may you know that you're being carried by God. May you know and feel the very real power and support and help of God in your life. May you be still and know that God is there. May you know that you journey through life not on your own, but with God. that's the first lesson for us to take away. And that second is today and always, church, may you be that support and source of encouragement to one another. May you offer hope and help to this world in need, to loved ones and friends like Derek's dad. And may you also then, today, church, run the race set before you with perseverance and determination, knowing that through those ups and downs, through those hardships and struggles, you can keep on running should you choose. You can keep persevering, knowing that you go not alone, but with God. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, I'm Suzanne Everett. I remember hearing today's scripture used in a speech a few years ago, and it really struck in my mind this image of having the strength and perseverance and endurance to run the race God has set before us. And I remember thinking, what an awesome God who can give us that strength. When I reread the passage this week to write today's prayer, it was not that often heard imagery that really stood out to me, but it was that part right in front of it, that part that in the Good News translation reads, "Let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and of the sin which holds on to us so tightly." With that in mind, let's go to prayer together. Holy and merciful God, We invite you into this sacred time and space. We invite you into our lives with every breath. May each breath instill us with your spirit so that your love is evidenced by all that we do. We thank you and praise you for the glorious world you created. We rejoice in the beauty and sounds of summer that surrounds us. We seek your healing and mercy when the storms roll in and bring destruction or fear. We seek your shelter for those whose homes have been damaged by floods or fire. We lift up those whose health or livelihoods have been affected by these disasters. Bless them. And we ask for your blessings as the pandemic continues to bring disease and polarization. At a time when the world would be a better place with unity and teamwork, help us rid ourselves of all that gets in the way. Strengthen us to break the binds of sin and fix our eyes on Jesus, who showed us the way to humble ourselves in service of others. Lord, as we sit in this quiet moment, each one of us has concerns on our hearts. Friends and family members who need healing or guidance, personal struggles or needs. You know our needs, but sharing them with you now helps and reminds us that you told us to bring everything to you in prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. I offer this prayer for each of you this morning. May the peace of God wash over you like a gentle stream. May the breath of God fill you with the Holy Spirit. May your life be a beacon of hope for others to see. And may the words we repeat together now remind you of God's abundant love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Friends, at this time, I'd like to invite you to join me in prayer for Sarah and Janet, who will be receiving these two beautiful prayer quilts. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, send your Holy Spirit to bless these two quilts. May they surround Sarah and Janet, and may they know that there is a congregation here at this church that is praying for them, that is caring for them, and that is holding them up in Christian love. Send your Holy Spirit to comfort them, and may they know that they are being held in the palm of your hand. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
This morning we come to the table to celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion. We come remembering that on the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he gathered with his disciples in the upper room. They dined and they ate, and there Jesus took bread, and he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it and he broke it and he gave it to the disciples, telling them to take and to eat, for this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, then Jesus took a cup. He gave thanks again to God for it. He blessed it and he gave it to the disciples. And he told them, this is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me. The bread of life and the cup of grace has been given for us. And so in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves as a holy and a living sacrifice in praise and thanksgiving for what Jesus has done for us. May our sacrifice, may our holy living be in union with Christ's offering for us. Let's pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of the bread and of the cup. May they be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one with each other and one in ministry to all of the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Church, this is the bread of life given for us. Take and receive and know that you are a beloved child of God. And this is the cup of grace shed and poured out for us. The cup of grace, the cup of joy, the cup of love given in Christ's name. I would invite you to serve one another. If you're worshiping at home with another person, may you offer them the bread and the cup in Christ's name. Amen.
Friends, there are so many different ways that we give of our time and energy. One of the ways that we can respond to God's incredible generosity in our midst is through the giving of our tithes and our offerings. At this point, we'd like to invite you, if you have been giving online, to make a contribution to our church so that our ministry here can continue to thrive and make a difference in people's lives. If you send checks through the mail, we encourage you to make out a check to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake and send that through the mail. We appreciate your generous support of our ministries, and we're so grateful that you are a part of the mission that God is up to here in Brighton and Whitmore Lake.
Wonderful to be with you in worship. And before we conclude our time of worship, I have three important announcements I'd like you to know about. First, I would encourage you to pray for our kids and volunteers as we gear up for Vacation Bible School. Our VBS mission project focus this year will be to support Bountiful Harvest. So we're encouraging our church community as well as our Vacation Bible School kids to bring in donations to support Bountiful Harvest. We're going to fill a great big Vacation Bible School train with donations. So we would welcome you to drop by off the church this week or as late as Sunday, the 8th of August. Your donations of cereal, baby food, diapers, as well as SpaghettiOs. Those are the needs for Bountiful Harvest. Help us fill that VBS train. Second announcement I want to lift up is rummage sale is going to be August 27th and 28th, and the UNW would love to collect your donations. Donations can be dropped off starting Sunday, August 8th, so start clearing out those closets. And final announcements I want to lift up is we're going to be having Splash Night at the church. It was rained out in July, so we've rescheduled it. Splash Night is going to be Wednesday, August 18th from 6 to 7. So kids, grandkids, neighborhood kids, come enjoy some wet, wild fun with slip and slides, water balloons, and all sorts of fun squirt guns. Hope to see you there. So now may the peace of God always be with you. May the love of Christ rule in your hearts. May the Holy Spirit empower you to go forth to serve God, and love your neighbor. Go in peace this day. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.